Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, week 10, day one of the broadcast from home experiment. Turns out it's going to be like many, many more weeks. Got that news over the weekend. I went, oh. Okay. Anyway, it's 6:42. Let's get right to the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. Go walk through one. Actually, you have to call and make an appointment, but yep. Go walk through one of their showrooms. They have all the good stuff. Beautiful slabs that will become your countertops. They've got every possible selection of tile for you to choose from. So go have a look. Make an appointment.
Like,
I know they're awesome. They've got all the stuff. And they've got experts there to help you. So go to All Natural Stone. Open by appointment in Berkeley, Burlingame, San Jose, and
Dublin.
And online at allnaturalstone.com. So let's try to see if we can mix in some good news.
All right.
With some of the stuff that's going on around us. So scientists at the La Jolla Institute, a biomedical research lab in California, released a new report, and they're saying that they found that 100% of COVID-19 cases made antibodies in people's bodies. They also found that some people may have at least partial immunity from exposure to other previous coronaviruses. So what they're saying by this is it will help in the production of a vaccine. And the vaccine is what everyone is holding their breath for right now.
Right.
The news would be great. They've got, and this is a separate article where I find that more than 130 vaccines are in development worldwide. So the best scientists in the world in this field, I guess, is a better way to put that, because I'm sure there's others who are like, I'm a great scientist, but I don't
just
work
don't,
on.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway.
Other things, but I'm still great.
Right. Anyway, 130 vaccines are currently in the works. And one of the things that I found interesting as I read this article was that they're looking to make this a different type of vaccine, in that you won't need a shot for it.
Oh.
And I guess that, you know, first of all, you do.
I hate shots.
You do?
I'm fine with it. I'll do it, you know, but I'm not going to volunteer for a shot. Jesus.
Oh, all right.
If there's some other way, I'll do it that way. Can I take it with a shot of tequila? I'll do that kind of shot.
Well, they're talking about a pill. They're talking about a patch. They're talking about a few different delivery systems. And they say that is one of the problems with vaccines, is people can associate pain with it. And so they don't want to get the shot. They don't want to. So I'm
also needle disposal. Ooh.
Yeah. So there's that too. So it'll be interesting to see, first of all, they've got to make it, you know, an effective
yes.
one. And then they've got to produce it on such a large scale that everyone can get it. So there's
they
a
need
lot of work
billions
still to be
of
done.
Doses, right.
Right, exactly right. But I'm very encouraged by the fact that you see they're making some progress.
Well, it's encouraging to hear that they're encouraged.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that, you know, that there are that many great minds working on this. It's,
right.
You know, this is, you're exactly right. This is what it's going to take for us to feel normal again. Some people totally feel normal. They're going out for dinner. They're doing their thing.
Well,
some of us are like, I don't know, man. I don't want to give up my isolation.
Right.
Get exposed and bring it home.
that's one of the things that I guess I should jump to from here. We do have, by the way, before I get to my next story, a lot of companies in the Bay Area are working on this vaccine. So go Bay Area brains. Hopefully they come up. I mean, I'll take it from anywhere, but be nice to see, you know.
Get the Bay with the big brain.
The home team get a win. So we've seen a few different ways people, countries, states have dealt with this pandemic. One of them is Sweden, where they just said, use your best judgment and we'll see how you do. And it hasn't gone great for them.
Oh.
So that wasn't the best possible way, this so-called herd immunity.
Yeah, what's going on with them?
Well, I don't have all the details, but it's part of the thing that you're looking at when you look at Sweden is how will that affect the way America, because Sweden's a world away. So when I heard that, I went, oh, that's too bad. You know, but that doesn't necessarily affect the way we deal with it. And then you hear Georgia is back, baby. All right, and that's right here in the United States. Georgia is open. And they're talking about it being, they've opened hair salons, nail salons, massage parlors, tattoo shops, restaurants.
So they're just going for it.
Retailers across the state. They're saying that they'd feel like they're leaving it up to people to decide what they want to do. And I guess the people are deciding. So both of those, I only mention those because those are two places that we need to keep an eye on to see how that goes for them.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm not going to go to Georgia anytime soon.
No.
You know, but that's just me, and I don't really know anyone there, so it makes it convenient.
I do see where it's very tempting to just walk out your front door.
It is.
And go get that coffee you want, or go get that thing that you were...
Listen, for the minor inconvenience of a mask, you can still maintain some... the mask is actually a great reminder to stay away, to stay back. It's, you know, physically distance yourself. Is it so hard?
Well, it is hard. I think there's, look, I'll talk about myself for this particular opinion here. There's fatigue. And I don't mean that we haven't gotten sick. I know things could be way worse. We have a house, but the fatigue has set in for everybody. The kids they want to go out. We want to go out. And there's no doubt that there's this is wearing on everybody.
Well,
and we're
like
going to stay in.
Fever. Yeah.
We're not anywhere near done. Everyone else may emerge. We're going to stay with it. 58% of Americans say they're doing that too. They're completely still isolating themselves. That's way down from the peak of 75% back in the beginning of April. But there's still a lot of people on our plan, which is no.
Yeah, no thanks.
Not going out.
I don't want that. And especially now, we're 10 weeks into this thing. It's like, any even limited exposure, it's like holding your breath, waiting for something to happen. Like I keep waiting for, but I don't think it's going to be like that. I think, it's going to be like a butterfly coming out of its, slowly out of its, there is no just like whoosh, this happened and now everything's okay. Or whoosh, this happened and now everything's not okay. Like it's just a slow burn but don't you have that kind of feeling? Like what's going to happen? Like the hammer's going to fall. I just feel like I'm waiting for something.
Well, I don't feel like that. I do feel like I'm sticking with this careful mode of operation because I don't want that feeling where I go, oh no, I got it.
Right.
I don't want that. I don't want it. We've worked too hard to stay in and
tickle.
Too many sacrifices have been made for me to go out and be dumb and catch this thing. And I just don't want it. Here's an example of what one of the problems. So there were church services on Mother's Day, apparently, and 180 people went to church that day.
This is in Georgia?
No. This was in, hold on.
Here?
Might have been here in California. Let me find it. The point is, one person went into church that day with coronavirus, and now everybody's got to isolate. Or decide whether they
somebody did have it.
Someone had it. Let's see. Someone exposed. Let me pull it up now. Sorry.
It just takes one person, Ben.
Well, that was the point in me saying that. So a person who later learned they were positive for COVID-19 attended a California religious service on Mother's Day, exposing 180 other people to the coronavirus. The individual got a positive diagnosis for COVID-19 the day after the service.
Oh, so they went when they were going to go get tested the next day. Isn't that great?
So there's a person who was completely reckless with everybody else's health, and now everybody else has to decide whether they are going to be careful or that's going to become a new hotspot.
Here's the problem, is that those 180 people were already being reckless. Like, those were people who already were like, F this, I'm going to church. God will protect me. So they already probably have a much wider circle than the rest of us. And it just takes that one person. So if anybody around them got infected, now they're these are clearly people who aren't being careful, aren't isolated, and are out there spreading it. It's, frankly, it's another reason to stay in.
Right. Well, that's my point. So it's very sketchy, like, for that church. I know church feels good. I know that I have been to church and felt better upon finishing that service. And yet, if it's going to give me the coronavirus, I'm or even the worry that I've been exposed to the coronavirus, because I got into isolation feeling like I'd been exposed and was very nervous for a while.
Yeah.
It was causing me trouble.
No, we had a scare, and there's no two ways around it. Those were about probably 2 weeks of like, oh boy, oh please no, oh what was that scratch? Oh, there's a tickle. Oh God, we've got it. Oh no, I've given it to everyone. You don't want to be that person.
This next story is pretty fun. So there's a new trend going around where people are sharing the last normal photo in their phone.
Oh,
so this is the pre. Whatever steps you've had to take in order to avoid, whether that's, you know, isolate in your home alone or whatever, the last normal photo. So I looked. Have you looked at your phone lately? Like,
I'm going to guess that my last normal photo was of us with Yule.
See, I don't have that. My last normal photo in my phone, I'm like, okay, really? Because a picture of me with Sting isn't even close to normal. So,
yeah, well, that is, you know, it is normal for you. You're a DJ.
I know, but I was just like, it's either of the kitchen remodel or it's of me with Sting. So there's my last normal photo, but that's one of the things going around. I thought that was pretty fun.
That is funny. I'm looking right now. There's us at the airport. Oh, these are like that's a long time ago.
Now you're looking for March, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to find the date. Oh, that's January. Let me scroll forward. Keep going. I'll figure this.
Well, I've got some texts now. Our text number is 800-400-3697. We love hearing from you guys. So please text us whatever it is that's going on out there for you. 707 says, kids need interaction with their friends. No wonder they seem the most fatigued by quarantine. Yeah, I agree 100%. And it's the fight that parents are having with the screens and having to work. I haven't even gotten to my daycare story yet or childcare story yet, but that is another thing that is crippling families, working families. They don't have anyone who can watch their kids. And me and my wife got caught similarly. We were entirely too dependent. Everything in our lives was entirely dependent on childcare. And with that being removed, it's made our lives much more difficult. No question.
I'm going to say that my last photo is of the back of you in the engineering room.
Oh.
Trying. This is March 13th, 9:14 a.m.
Oh, and it's, how funny.
It's the last day that we were.
Contraption.
And that's not really normal either, though, Sarah, right? Like, we were in a really frantic mode where we're getting ready to leave and COVID was hitting, you know?
We were. Well, then it's me in that freaking blue cashmere jumpsuit thing.
I love it.
No, I'm not sharing that.
I love it.
Those are from March. Those are March 12th.
What is this blue cashmere thing you speak of?
Don't you remember? Somebody sent it in and it was just a, like a, like a lounge suit. I guess maybe they were sort of getting ready for the kind of stay at home and don't wear clothes thing. I don't remember.
Can you show it to us? Can you post
that? No.
What?
I'm not. It's horrible. It was not flattering. And I had John take a couple of pictures. And then I looked at them and went, well, no one's ever seeing these.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. No.
All right.
Sorry. But my last picture, and you're right, it's not really normal. It was us preparing to go into isolation on Friday the 13th of March.
Sarah says, 707, how was the lecture this weekend since you and Scott were inside the guest house with Scott?
Oh, the lecture is real. We were distanced from each other. We didn't get close to each other, and we did have masks. And
so he did come over.
He did. He spent. Oh, so he's there now.
So the fight that you put up on air was just for show.
Yes.
When you were like, you aren't invited, and you're not coming over.
Listen. He's very strong willed, and he knows the place is empty, so he just shows up. He came.
Wow.
Came in the afternoon on Tuesday and
pushed you right over.
Oh, Jane just sent me her last normal photo. She says, in the lounge, laughing with you and Vinny.
Oh, I don't.
And
have
I'm
that.
Looking at it, and I totally remember it. I'm not sure what the date. Let me ask her what the date is. What was the? Oh, March 10th.
You kind of just asked her on the air.
I did, but you know, I think there's a delay. Right. She already responded. March 10th. So that's the last normal photo of us.
Except for the one in you in the blue cashmere jumpsuit.
That's, but
that
those
we'll never
just
see
forget
the
that
light
those
of day.
Yeah, well, forget I, that those even exist because they don't exist. I should just
I wouldn't
delete
have
those.
Known that they did.
Yeah.
Except you told me.
They're real funny. Okay. There's what I'm trying, you know, and I'm shaking it for John, so they're
oh man.
You know, really hilarious.
What a rip.
My butt.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, let's see. Well, movie theaters are starting to reopen. In
are
some
they?
Well, yes, unfortunately they are, Vinny. A lot of them are the drive-ins, though. And then I have a bunch of sports news. I gathered it all together, and we'll talk about that after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.